With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. Votes are still being counted, but we're starting to get a sense of where local measures stand. These results come from the most recent tally, which was early this morning. On the Monterey Peninsula, Measure J appears headed toward passing with about 55% of the vote. Measure J requires the Monterey Peninsula Water Management District, a public agency, pursue a takeover of the privately owned water system run by Cal-Am. The district has already started making plans to study the feasibility of trying to buy out Cal-Am's local assets. It expects to hold a series of public meetings in early December to get a sense of how ratepayers define feasibility. George Riley is with Public Water Now, the grassroots group behind Measure J. He also has the early lead in his bid to be on the board of the Monterey Peninsula Water Management District.
That's an enormous commitment of the community to change horses from a corporate-controlled water system to a public. It's a huge financial commitment. So I think our job is going to be to make sure that the finances look absolutely, completely transparent and feasible. With that, then I think the public will be fine with it.
Over to Pacific Grove, early numbers show voters came out in favor of adding new restrictions to short-term rentals. Measure M is headed toward passing with 58% of the vote. It will keep short-term rentals out of most residential neighborhoods in the city. Voters there also seem poised to approve Measure U, which is an increase in the transient occupancy tax at hotels and inns that should offset some of the financial loss the city would feel from the new restrictions on short-term rentals. In Monterey, Measure S so far has the numbers it needs to pass. S extends a previous sales tax increase so the city can continue road repairs. Then, in Marina, the early numbers show voters in favor of Measure N, a sales tax increase to support city services, including fire, police, and road repairs. I'm now joined by KAZU's Erica Mahoney, who has been following races in Santa Cruz County. The city of Santa Cruz had a recent rent control measure, Measure M. Where does that stand?
As of now, Measure M is not passing. The latest election results show the no vote around 65%. Measure M seeks to implement rent control, which would cap how much landlords can raise the rent, and would implement just cause eviction or restrictions on evicting tenants.
Another solution to Santa Cruz County's affordable housing problem was proposed in Measure H. It appears that also didn't pass.
So Measure H asks voters throughout the county whether they want to raise property taxes to create affordable housing. It needs a two-thirds majority to pass. So far, only about 52% voting yes on this affordable housing bond. Here's Santa Cruz County Supervisor Ryan Coonerty, who endorsed the measure.
I think I always knew that there'd be a majority of people in this community who supported the affordable housing measure, and I expect we'll get there. However, getting to two-thirds is really, really tough. It makes it so a small minority group of people can veto any tax measure, which always makes it hard to raise any revenue.
In Capitola, residents weighed in on Measure L, the Capitola Greenway Initiative. It has about 52% of the vote, so it looks like that will pass. The measure would make it city policy to preserve the train trestle as a trail for pedestrians and cyclists. And it looks like voters also approve Santa Cruz County's Measure G. That's a sales tax to help fund government services. So far, about 63% voting yes on that. As Santa Cruz County Clerk Gail Pellerin says, these initial results are just a snapshot and that they typically count more votes after election night.
So I'm hoping before Thanksgiving, we have a very good idea of who won and people can go into their Thanksgiving holiday with that knowledge.
In fact, Santa Cruz County says there will be no update on the results until next week. County election offices do have until December 6th to certify the final results. And you can follow the votes as they're counted. We have links at our website, kazu.org. I'm Erica Mahoney.
And I'm Krista Almanzon. This is KAZU News.